I want to take a moment, like we do every week, to glorify Jesus above everything else. He's the one who deserves the glory. He's the one who deserves our worship and our affection. There is nobody like Jesus. He deserves all of the worship, and this is all about Jesus. This isn't about doing church. This isn't about religious or mindless traditions of men. This is about the one who lives, who reigns, and who has set us free forever. This is about Jesus, the King of glory, and the praise all belongs to him. If you have your Bibles, turn with me this morning to Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse number 1. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse number 1. We just wrapped up a 4-week series here at Vision Church called Prove It. And we talked about 8 reasons why everybody should believe. Anybody enjoy that series? Did that help anybody? I don't know about you, but it blessed me. It blessed my life. And while you're holding your place there in Matthew, I want to take a second just to honor those veterans that we might have in the room today and those whose family members may have laid down their life in service to our country. If you're a veteran or if your family has a member of the armed forces, we would invite you just to stand at this time so we can recognize you. If there's anybody in here, there's a few in the back. Let's give it up for these people. We appreciate your service and the work that you do to defend freedom around our country and around the world, and our gratitude. Words just can't even describe how thankful we are for those of you who risk your lives and have devoted your life to protecting and defending freedom. Absolutely awesome. This morning, I feel like as we approach Memorial Day, it's only appropriate that we collectively as a church pray together for those who still have loved ones overseas fighting and those who have lost. So if you will, just bow in prayer with me as we take this to the Lord. Father, we come into your presence today and we are thankful because in your presence there is the fullness of joy. We're thankful that you are not a distant God. You're not a million miles away, but you are Emmanuel. You are our ever-present help in our time of need. And Lord Jesus, right now, we lift up those who are serving in our armed forces, those who are not with their families right now. We pray for strength. We pray for comfort, for safety. Lord Jesus, that you would provide their every need according to your riches and glory. We also lift up the families of those who have paid the ultimate price, who have lost loved ones in the sake of defending freedom. And we ask you on this day, on this weekend, Father, that you would wrap your loving arms around them, you would embrace them, you would comfort them, and you would reveal yourself as the Father, the Abba Father, the great I Am. And Lord, we trust you, and we worship you, and we bless your name. And it's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. And all God's people said, amen. This morning, as you're holding your place in Matthew chapter 7, I want to begin by telling you a story. First of all, this message today is very basic. It's very simple. It's not an eloquent sermon, but I believe with everything that's within me that God has placed it squarely on my heart and on my mind for this church, for this season, right here, right now. What we're going to talk about this morning is something that's very basic, but something that if we don't master, something that if we don't overcome, it will ravage the work that God intends to do through our lives. This morning, I want to tell you just a little story. In July 25th, 1944, during World War II, the Allied forces had aligned themselves near the nation of France as they were advancing towards Nazi Germany. There had been a great push, and there was a great urgency during 1944 for the battle to end, for it to come to a conclusion. And the Americans and the Allied forces were on a march, on a mission, pressing in towards Nazi Germany to break through the lines, to end the war and to settle it once and for all. As the Allied forces arrived at a town, a French city, by the name of Saint-Lô, France, as the Allied forces got there, they found themselves at a standstill where the Germans had entrenched themselves so deeply that they were not easily displaced. And the German line was so solid there that the Allied forces were unable to penetrate the line and advance towards Germany. So during this time, the Allied forces called in and they launched what was called Operation Cobra. And it is where they, from the ground, the infantry divisions, called in 3,000 airplanes to fly over their position and to launch bombs along the German position that would free them up to penetrate and break the lines and advance towards Germany. This 3,000 plane assault that was on their way was designed to fly from the east towards the west. And as it came, and as those 3,000 planes would approach from the east, they would line just perfectly over the German division and the German forces, dropping bombs on them, annihilating them, breaking the ground, and making way for the forces to move forward and advance. But due to pilot confusion and error, the 3,000 plane division came not from the east, but they came from the north. And thus, when they dropped their bombs along what they perceived to be the German lines, they ended up causing one of the greatest tragedies and greatest catastrophes modern war has ever seen. And they unleashed their weapons